Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network, and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Shiloh Baptist Church. While you are at home, those of you who are even in the sanctuary, stand on your feet for the call to worship. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom he has redeemed from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, let the redeemed say so. Why don't you stand with me as we usher in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, as we lift up our prayer unto him. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for 2021. There are those things that have gone on in 2021 that we're going to let go of. But there's some things we're going to hold on to as we move into 2022. We're thankful, Lord God, that you brought us through the trial. You brought us through tribulation. You brought us through hard times. You brought us through all that we've been through. Those who have needed comfort, you put your loving arms around them. Those who needed healing, you've healed their body. Those who have been warned and in need of financial assistance, you've been there, Lord. And even in the worst of a COVID-19, you've been there. So, Lord God, we're going to leave that behind, but we're thanking you for the blessings of moving forward. We're thanking you for hope, for you are a God of hope. We're thanking you for peace as you lead us into 2022. We're thanking you, Lord God, and asking that you will be with us through each trial. Bring us triumph. Not make us victims, but make us victorious. We thank you, Lord God. We praise your name. Now as we enter into this new year, we ask, Lord God, that you shower upon us, anoint us afresh, put running in our feet, clapping in our hands, joy bells ringing in our soul, that we might praise you even more. This is our prayer, this is our praise in the new year. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise it, pray it in the name of Jesus for his sake. All God's people said amen. bless the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Wherever you are this morning, whether you're in your living room, in your bedroom, somebody may even be in their bathroom, but I need you to lift up the Lord on this morning. We're going to glorify him in this place. We're going to feel his presence rise among us. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. Come on, y'all, put your hands on it like this morning. Among us, let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us, and let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Saying, oh, let it rise. Saying, oh, let it rise. God, we want to feel your glory in this place.
let it rise. We need it today. Say, oh, oh, let it rise.
Hallelujah.
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 We need your glory. We need your power. Woo. Right where you are. In the chat, just put in there that there is nobody greater than our God. Listen, people have tried many things. They pledged their allegiance to many gods, but I'm here to let you know that there is nobody greater than our God. Come on, put in there, nobody greater than our God. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody great, nobody great, nobody greater than you. Come on, help me say y'all, searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find
nobody.
Looked high and low.
Searched all over.
In your living room, just sing. Hallelujah. Look high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
None greater.
Nobody greater.
None greater than you.
Your name is above all names.
Your word. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Come on, he's a great God. Right where you are, in your living room, wherever you are, give a great God a great praise. He deserves it no matter where you are, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through. He's yet a great God, and we bless you, Jesus. We bless you in this place. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. We make tabernacle wherever we are, and we give you glory. We give you glory, oh God. Glory to your name.
Tuesday Bible Study returns on February 1st, 2022 on Zoom. Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. More information coming soon. The City of Plainfield has partnered with Shield to offer free COVID-19 vaccines and testing. The next date is January 5th, 2022 from 3 to 6 p.m. For more information, please visit plainfieldnj.gov or call the helpline at 908-753-3395. The Nurses Ministry is looking for those who have a heart to serve. If interested, please call the church office or email officeassistant@shilohplainfield.org. Join Shiloh for our Black Business Owners Expo on February 6, 2022, immediately following the worship service. All vendors and attendees, please register by January 18th. For more information, please visit the church website. Please join us in celebrating Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown's pastoral installation on March 3rd through the 6th. Installation reception tickets are now on sale. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation for more information. 40 days of prayer and fasting has now begun. We are currently fasting sweets and sugars with a prayer focus of healing for our nation. Join Shiloh for our daily prayer call beginning on January 3rd, 2022 from Monday through Friday. Please call 757-841-1415, access code 673-4192. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to give to Shiloh. You may text the word GIVE to 908-293-7376. Give using Zelle, online, by mail, or using Givealify, PayPal, or Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield. For more information, please visit our church website.
Thank you. Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise him on the instruments. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in your living room. Praise him in the car. Praise him outside on the back porch. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful to a God who has kept us into another year. We are grateful for a God who has been great in his mercy and great in his power. If you believe that there is nobody greater than our God, come on, Shiloh, come on, friends. Just praise him right where you are. Lift up your hands and give God the glory. Open up your mouth and say, God, I thank you. God, I appreciate you on this first Sunday of a brand new year. I didn't have to make it, but you saw toward you and toward me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, type hallelujah in the comments. Type hallelujah in those comments. Yell hallelujah out loud in your house. Open up the window, go to the front door and just declare that our God is great and he's greatly to be praised, so that the whole world around you knows that you are not in this world by yourself, that you didn't make it this far by yourself, but it was only because of a God who is great and kind. A God who in his mercy saw fit to let you make it to another year. Happy New Year, Shiloh. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022. And it is my prayer that this year will be the best year of your life. Come on, put your hands together one more time. Put your hands together. Can we get a clap emoji in the comments? We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Now listen, I can hear myself playing in my monitors. And so let's fix that. Let's make that adjustment so that the people online are not also hearing us twice. Amen. 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 Listen, I want to welcome you to the Shiloh experience once again. And listen, if you are streaming with us, if you're Shiloh family, this is a roll call. This is the opportunity that we have right now to just let us know where you're worshiping from. Let us know where you are. Shiloh roll call, Shiloh family. Just type your name in the comments and say, here I am. I'm present and accounted for. And then if you are visiting with us today by live stream, let us know where you're visiting from. You might be in Plainfield. You might be in Oklahoma. Wherever you are, let us know that you are there. We are so grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. Amen. 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 Are we all right? Amen. 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 And I want to welcome you to the Shiloh experience once Let's again. Fix that. We need to get the live stream out of the house. There we go. Thank God. There we go. All right. Good job, y'all. Good job, y'all. And so just by way of announcements, I want to let you know, just to reiterate some of these announcements that we have. Our SHIELD pop-up vaccination clinic, the city of Plainfield has partnered with SHIELD. Do you know that SHIELD is Shiloh CDC? And so SHIELD is offering a free COVID-19 vaccine and testing clinic. The next date is January 5th from 3 to 6. And so for more information, you can log on to plainfieldnj.gov, or you can call the helpline at 908-753-3395. Brothers and sisters, get yourself vaccinated. One of the things that we have found in this resurgence of COVID-19 and this Omicron variant is that the vaccination is doing its job. That vaccination won't stop you from getting COVID, but it will stop COVID from getting you. And so we thank God that the vaccination has kept people alive and has kept people off of ventilators. And so please, my brother and my sister, if you are not vaccinated, you can come on down to Shiloh on the 5th from 3 to 6 and get yourself vaccinated. We've got to get through this, but the only way to get through this is if we do the things. Listen, we're not at odds with science. It's not some political thing. You've been getting vaccinated since the week you were born. And so come on and get this COVID vaccine and get this COVID booster, and let's move on in Jesus' name. Our 40 days of prayer and fasting has begun, and this week we are fasting sweets and sugar. And so put down the pound cake. That's what Sister Jalen said yesterday. She said, put down the pound cake. And then somebody said, but what about cheesecake? Put the cheesecake down too. We're fasting sweets and sugar for the first 10 days. And please log on to our website and everything so that you will know what each prayer focus is for each section, for each 10 days of our 40 days, and what the fast is for each segment of our 40 days. We have a new prayer conference call that starts tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Shiloh family, we will be praying every morning at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, and we've got two devotional books that will guide us through the year. We've got Seize the Day with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as well as My God Today, that will be guiding us through the entire year. And so we encourage you to log on to Amazon.com and pick those things up. February, we are gearing up for the month of February. How many of you, is it amazing that just in 5 short weeks, we'll be in February 2022? Don't tell me the time is not flying, but the month of February, just let it be a wrinkle on your brain. The entire month is a celebration of Black excellence. Come on and type Black excellence in those comments. Say, I am Black excellence. Type that in those comments, and then just stay tuned for more information about all that will be happening in the month of February. We want to thank God for Sister Rathia Cox, who sent us a thank you note. Shiloh, for your kindness to her in her adverse season. We thank God that, Shiloh, you continue to be the church. We also received the thank you note from Mayor Mapp, thanking us for our contributions over the holidays. We were able to bless some 200 children over the holidays, and Sister Marlene and I were talking about that, and I said, well, maybe next year we need to increase the number, because even after we had the 200 fulfilled, Reverend Thorpe can attest to this, people were still calling, and Shiloh, you were still trying to be a blessing. And so I thank God for a church that is the church. Come on and type that in the comments. We are the church. I thank God for a church that is the church. And I want to take a moment just to thank Sister Cynthia Lewis and Emily Manley, Jerry Agers, Margaret Mumford, and Sister Marlene Powell for the yeoman's job that they did in coordinating and helping us to make that Christmas giving a reality. I also want to take a moment just to thank our leadership team as we have crossed over into a new year. In just about a week, we will have reached 100
100 days together, Shiloh, and I want to thank you for journeying with me, for the way that you have just received me. I said at this point, Trustee Marla, I think I might be a little bit spoiled, but I thank you, Shiloh, for the love that you have poured out on me, and I want to thank the chairman of our deacon's ministry, Deacon Davis, for his support, the chairman of our trustee ministry, Trustee Timmons, for his support, and to our assistant pastor, Reverend Thorpe, and all of you, Shiloh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I absolutely love you. Remember, we are praying for those who have lost family members, particularly in this holiday season. My executive assistant, Minister Sabrina Boone, her family is burying her brother today in South Carolina. And so, Minister Boone, our prayers are with you. Our prayers are also with Henry Gardner or Suzanne Brown in the loss of her cousin, Henry Gardner, as well as Sharon Moore in the loss of her mother-in-law, Evelyn Moore. We are praying for you and believing that even as you worship with us today, that the Lord is releasing hope and strength your way. Amen. Amen. It is giving time at Shiloh. Come on, make some noise. Let's celebrate because God loves a cheerful giver. How many of you are excited to be generous toward the Lord on this first Sunday of the new year? We have several ways to give. If you just look at the bottom of the screen, you will see all of the ways that we have created for you to be able to give to the Shiloh Baptist Church. How many of you know that as long as the earth remains, that seed time and harvest will not end? As long as you are sowing seed, there's always going to be a harvest for you. And we already know what God's promise is to the tither, and that is that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you will not have room enough to receive. And so I want to thank God for every faithful giver, for every tither and every seed sower. I believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that this year is going to be the absolute best year of our lives. And the better God is to us, the better we will be to God. This Sunday starts our sermon series called Living the G Life. And all month long, we'll be talking about generosity. And then on the fifth Sunday, Shiloh, I want you to know that on the fifth Sunday, it will be what we're calling All G Sunday. And that means All Generosity Sunday. And so if you've never tithed, I want to encourage you to prepare yourself and bring that tithe. Matter of fact, send your first tithe today. But if you're just not ready and you're working yourself together on this fifth Sunday of this month, I want to encourage you to tithe. And then some of you are saying, but I tithe all the time. I've got that. We're encouraging you to go above and beyond in your seed sowing. If you typically sow a seed of 25, double it on the fifth Sunday of this month. Or you can double it today. We are stretching because we are expanding the borders of our generosity here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Come on and lift your gift toward heaven wherever you are, whichever way you have decided to give this morning, and let's pray over our offerings. Gracious and almighty God, I thank you for every giver who is under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for the stretch and the faith by which your people give. I thank you that your word has some promises to those of us who bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that your word, Lord God, has some promises to those of us who sow seed in good ground. We thank you that Shiloh is good ground, but we also thank you that your word doesn't just contain the promises, but that you, God, fulfill those promises, that your word is true, and that every promise to us in it, you make a reality in our lives. And so bless every giver. Open the windows of heaven. Increase, Lord God, the size of the harvest. Grow us in our faith and our generosity in 2022. God, we thank you again for your goodness and for your mercy and your loving kindness. And let all God's people say, amen, amen. Come on, type amen in those comments. Come on, band, lead us as our people give. Thank you.
Somebody just type in the comments, Lord, speak to my heart. Someone need God to speak to them. God, speak to my heart. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. Speak to our souls. Speak to our strength. We're living in today's time where we know that God is still God, but we're living in strange times. And sometimes we pray, and sometimes we pray repetitious prayer, and then sometimes we pray, we don't know what to pray no more. But all I know is when you leave and don't have any words to say, you can just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. At that name, Jesus, everything must bow unto that name, Jesus. In the comments, just type in Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the comments, just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When you don't have anything to say, the world, all we got to do is just call his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all we want to just sing on today. Is that okay? Listen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody help me say it.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, 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 somebody call him.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
I got something. I got something. Type this in the comments. Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a healer. Healer, healer, healer. Yes. Healer, healer, healer. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everybody say he's
healer, healer, healer.
Oh, healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Somebody out there, God needs healing touch right now.
Healer, 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 healer,
healer. What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I got another one for you. I got another one. Listen. Savior, Savior, Savior. Yes, he's the Savior of the world. Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, Savior, Savior, Savior. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help me call the Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Oh, Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Somebody just out there just say, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
One more time, let's just call his name. Let's call his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all you gotta say. Is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call Jesus in your home right where you at.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Turn it around, say Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We don't have nothing else to say.
Jesus, Jesus.
Healer, healer, healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Protector, protector, protector.
Protector, protector, protector.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, somebody call him.
Savior,
Savior, Savior.
Savior,
yes,
Savior,
he is.
Savior.
Said Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me call him out there. Put it in the comments. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, somebody need some healing. Healer, healer, healer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Provider, provider, provider. Come on, somebody talk.
Healer,
healer, healer. I said, heal the healer, healer.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Listen.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. I said Jesus is the way.
Can I say that one more time out there? Listen.
Jesus is the answer for the world. For the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Somebody help me today. I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody help me say, I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody call him, say,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
somebody
Jesus,
call his name.
Jesus.
We don't have the word to say, Jesus.
Jesus,
somebody
Jesus,
call him.
Jesus,
I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Somebody needs it out there. Somebody need a word from you, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, just say that. Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. I don't know about you, but when I call on the name of Jesus, I start to feel a little better. I don't know about you, but when I declare and release the name of Jesus in the atmosphere, my problems don't seem as big. They don't seem as great. There's just something about the name Jesus that is powerful. Something about the name Jesus that's not like any other name. There's something about the name Jesus, scripture tells us, that causes every knee to bow and every tongue to confess his lordship. There's something about the name of Jesus. Scripture also says this. It says that there's no other name by which men and women, boys and girls, can be saved but the name of Jesus. So come on and just shout Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus on this first Sunday of the new year, and Jesus every day that will follow. Jesus all 22 long. Jesus, we write your name on this year and everything that concerns us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. We thank you that you are a God who is great and greatly to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, for every song that has been sung, for every prayer that has been prayed. We thank you for the handful of saints that have gathered in the sanctuary. We thank you for the multitude that has joined us online. God, we thank you that you can be right here with us and right there with them at the same time and with the same power. And now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast may land, your people are edified. They are encouraged. They are empowered. They are excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is, the one who was, and who always will be. And his name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it's in that name that we pray and that all God's people say, amen, amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together where you are. Give us a clap emoji in those comments and let's thank God for his presence. And while we're thanking God for his presence, can we pause for a moment and just thank God for this music ministry that is the Shiloh Baptist Church Music Ministry. Come on, put your hands together for them. We thank God for all of you and thank God for the people that you don't see who are behind the cameras and behind the sound and technology. We thank God for our entire team, all of the people who make this happen, and we are grateful and we thank God. People don't have to share their talents and their gifts with the church, but because all of you do, I want you to know on this first Sunday of the year, I am grateful. I am grateful and I love you and I thank you. Let's turn our attentions to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. I'm going to read in your hearing verses 7 through 16. 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 7 through 16. And the word of the Lord reads this way. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread. Only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We live in an hour of great uncertainty. Things can be one way one day and totally change the next. We are getting through the pandemic. The world is opening back up. Things appear safe and boom, Omicron, as some people say, Omarion. Omicron shows up and we're back to square one in a matter of weeks. Some of us were relieved to get out of 2021 and into the hope of a clean slate, a new year, a different pace, because in 2021, we faced compounded adversity. It wasn't just one thing, but it was several things. It was not just one mountain that refused to move. It was many mountains with some valley experiences in between. And quite naturally, we tend to base tomorrow's possibility on the weight of today's adversity. What do I mean? I mean that our response to struggle and trouble and adversity that overstays its welcome far too often is despair. Can we just be real for a moment today? Real about the number of times that we looked at areas of our life and felt hopeless? The number of times that we've said to ourselves, this will never get better. The times that we've thrown our hands up and said, I will not even bother anymore. I've prayed and cried and it's still hasn't changed, so I'm not going to pray about it anymore. Matter of fact, caring didn't help me either, so I'm not even going to care about it. Just let the chips fall where they may, because whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I'm not going to fight it anymore. I give up. I wonder, are there just a few people out there that will be honest that you've had some moments where you declared that you were giving up? Some of you might even declare that, be declaring those things over some situations even now. But today you logged into the right service at the right time, because I came to tell you, not so fast. Not so fast, because God wants more. In our text this morning, the prophet Elijah encounters a woman in Zarephath. He is there on the heels of his confrontation with Ahab. I just want to let you know the Bible a little bit. If you don't mind, I'll tell you the story. How Ahab was as evil as they come. And Elijah's assignment was to tell him that God was not pleased with the foolishness. God was not pleased with the idols and the evil he had done. And as a result, there was going to be a drought. Not a drop of rain was going to fall for the next few years until he said otherwise. And that was a whole lot to say to Ahab. But the Lord makes a way of escape and tells Elijah to get out of Dodge and get out fast. He tells him to go to the brook Cherith, and there he had prepared the ravens to feed him. Stay with me, that the ravens, they feed him and he drank. But there was a drought, and so the brook eventually dried up. And when the brook dried up, the Lord then sends Elijah to Zarephath. And it is here that he encounters this widow. When he gets to the entrance of her town, she is there gathering firewood. And he asks her, please, would you bring me a little water in a jug, because I need a drink. And as she goes to get it, he calls out to her and says, while you're at it, will you bring me something to eat? Now, the widow's response to this request is this: I swear, as surely as your God lives, I don't have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And when you found me scratching together just enough firewood to make a last meal for my son and me so that we could eat and die. But my brothers and my sisters, the situation that God sent on this day is a not so fast, God wants more moment. Elijah tells the widow, don't worry, go ahead and do what you were doing, but first prepare something for me, and out of what is left, make a meal for you and your son. He says, but don't you worry about a thing, because the word of the Lord to you is, the jar of flour will not run out and the bottle of oil will not become empty before God sends rain on the land and ends this drought. Well, she did it. And do you know that it turns out just as God promised? And as I read this text, I remembered how back when Elijah was in Cherith, God told him that he had given a widow in Zarephath instructions to feed him. I am convinced more and more that we serve a God who is far more strategic than we give God credit for being. Yet time and time again, we see in biblical texts, and perhaps in some spaces in our own lives, where while we were in one place living through the moment, God is already somewhere else giving instructions and preparing the way just for us. Yes, he is a God who is where we are not. He is a God who sees beyond what we can see. Yet I was fascinated by this widow. She was at the place of despair and hopelessness. Look at her life. Not only has she lost her husband, but is in the midst of a drought. And as if the economic effects of a drought alone were not enough, she's got a child to care for. On top of all the grief, all of the heartache, all of the uncertainty concerning her tomorrows, the Lord is requiring more of her. May I suggest to you that when God requires more, and as we discuss this month living the G life, as we're discussing generosity for the next several weeks, that it is not contingent upon what is currently available. May I also suggest to you that there will be moments in this Christian journey when God will require more of you, even though you feel that you don't have enough for what you need. Be it money, be it patience, be it joy or strength, a helping hand, and even time. And it's often the aggravation that is brought on by God's requirement of more at the worst times of our lives that cause us to tell God a flat out no.
but not so fast. Because it is in that very moment that God intends to change our situations around. When we allow uncertainty and hopelessness and despair that is brought on by our circumstances to trick us into justifying our disobedience and conceding our possibility, we get in the way of our own breakthrough. But not so fast. God wants more, and not only does God want more, but God has a strategic plan. But in order for us to be a part of that plan, we must be willing to walk in faith, the kind of faith that yields obedience. But obedience is going to challenge some areas of our lives, starting with our comfort zone. As those who belong to God, those called according to his purpose, and that's all of us. Can you type in the comments? That's me. Type it. That's me. Called according to his purpose. There are great benefits that are extended to us. Grace and mercy, salvation, the opportunity to represent Christ in the world. But along with these benefits come responsibility. The kind of responsibility that requires us time and time again to come outside of our comfort zone. You know, we love our comfort zones. We're good as long as everything is on my terms, as long as it does not require me to make any adjustments and be bothered with anything that is unfamiliar, whether it's people, places, processes, or principles. We want to be involved where we are comfortable. We want to commit only to the extent that we are comfortable, but not so fast. We cannot base our willingness to give God what he requires on how comfortable we are with giving it. God wants more from you, whether you're comfortable or not. Don't miss this next move of God in your life because you're holding on to comfort for dear life. We also live in a culture of convenience. We live in a culture of fast this and Instacart, online shopping and banking, and we thank God for it. But it's all for our convenience. Even the live streaming of services starting out as a response to the culture of convenience. And we thank God for that too, because now it's become a necessity. But here's the crazy thing though. Culture does not dictate to God. I'll say it again. Culture does not dictate to God. And most of the time, when God requires more of us, it's at the most inconvenient times. And on account of convenience, we want to give God a hard no. But today, I want to tell you, not so fast. I'm in the text. Keep in mind that the request that God made of this woman was one of inconvenience. She had limited resources, no support system, and a child to feed. She's clearly at a place of despair and hopelessness, but God presents an opportunity for something different at a super inconvenient time. Deviate from your plans and fix a meal for someone that you've never met. When you barely have a meal to make for yourself, my brothers and my sisters, we will never be effective in our walk with God if we put all of our marbles in the basket of convenience. And I know that you have a lot on you. I know that you have a lot going on in your world, but this inability and unwillingness to be in convenience is toxic to the Christian journey, considering that the very foundation of our faith is based on a Christ who inconvenienced himself. I mean, what was convenient about dying on the cross just so that we could have the promise of eternal life? Yet time and time again, we deny God of more because we don't want to be inconvenienced. But if we're going to live this G life, if we're going to give God what God requires, we've got to change our relationship with comfort and convenience. But it will also require us to relinquish some control. Janet Jackson said it like this: I got my own mind. I want to make my own decisions. When it has to do with my life, I want to be the one in control. But let me draw your attention to the fact that this widow of Zarephath already had plans. She was going to take the little that she had and have a final supper with her child so that they could go on and eat it and die happy. But God sent an opportunity her way. A prophet shows up who says, essentially, I know your plans are to eat and die, but not so fast. God has another plan for you. And that plan that God has for you is for you to give and live on. And not just live on, but live on in abundance. Live on in overflow. And until we are willing to give God control of our lives, we will never position ourselves to give the more that he so very much desires from us. So often our stance when it comes to God is it's my life and I know what's best for me, and I get it, especially in times of difficulty and despair. We look at God with our hands on our hips and say, when I gave you a chance to participate, you didn't participate within my timing and the way that I wanted to. But today I'm here to tell you, not so fast. If we do not trust God enough to control our lives, we will never give God more of it. And if we never respond to God's request for more with obedience, then there are some situations that will never ever change. You heard the saying that you're waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. And when we change our perspective and begin to see that it's important for us to relinquish all control to God and shift our mindsets from mine to, Lord, it's all yours. I'm just a steward of it. This is your career. These are your children. I know that's my spouse, but he's your son. Your church, this is your destiny, and this is your money. When you view them all as his, it also takes the weight of fixing it all off of you and puts it where it goes, on God. Come on and type that in the comments right there. On God. Get that stuff off of your shoulders and put it on God. And when we finally come to the point of giving God control of our lives, it is then that we are postured to live this G life, a generosity, a faith that leads to obedience with our time, our talent, and our treasure. So Shiloh, on this first Sunday of 2022, yes, I'm telling you that God wants more from you. God wants more from us. If God wants more from us, then it must mean that there's more in us. Did you hear the words that came out of my mouth? That if God is desiring more from us, then it must mean that there is more in us. There is more for you. Vincent and Tina and Wendell, there's more music in you. There is more ministry. There's more generosity, more creativity, more intercession, more participation, more support. And God wants more. Yes, your obedience to God's desire is going to challenge the boundaries of your comfort zone. It's going to bust up all that you think is convenient. It's going to challenge your faith by demanding that you give God control. It won't always make sense, but it will make us disciples. It will make us more like Jesus. And I know that you want to check out. I'm not ignoring or underestimating all of the pressure that you are experiencing right now. I'm not discrediting that you may be in the midst of some challenging times. I'm not dismissing the fact that you have a great deal of responsibility, or the fact that you feel that you've given God and the church more than enough, and that the idea of giving God more at this juncture is not going to be easy, but not so fast. The only way to give up comfort, convenience, and control is to trust God completely. And in order to trust God, you've got to redirect your focus. And I'm about to sit down so you can go back and eat your leftover black eyed peas. But I want to start off this year reminding you that we serve a God who is trustworthy. I did not forget the lady or the text, but verse 12, the woman says to Elijah, as the Lord your God lives, I don't have but a handful of meal and a little cruse of oil. And y'all, that did not make sense to me. It didn't make sense for her to admit that the Lord lives. But in the same breath, she begins to speak of how hopeless her situation is. See, when you are dealing with God, it really does not matter what you have. All that matters is that He lives. And the fact that He lives means that God is not limited by our limitations. That God is not moved by our mountains. And what is impossible can shift to the realm of possibility because He lives. Somebody say, thank you that you live. Think about it. Have you ever noticed that everyone that the Lord has used in history beside Jesus has had some kind of situation? Sarah was beyond her years. Moses had anger issues. Paul had a thorn in his side. Josiah was only 8 years old. Mary was a virgin. And David was a little too frisky. But everybody had some sort of issue that should have been cause for despair. But that only goes to prove how powerful our God really is. You may want to write yourself off or write your situation off, but not so fast. Not so fast. Not so fast. Because God has a track record for showing up in a hopeless situation and flipping it to the end that His will and destiny are performed in the lives of His people. Go with me, Shiloh, because I feel like preaching this morning. In an hour, God is asking for more, and there is a blessing on the other side of our response, and it's not based on our current circumstance, but it's based on our willingness to give God what He wants. Our issues don't limit God. He can take the little that we have and still accomplish His purpose. I'm reminded of the little boy who had two fish and five loaves of bread. There was a crowd of over 5,000 who needed to eat. And as long as the fish and the loaves were in the boy's hands, it was too little and not enough. And it looked like the limitation would win, but not so fast. Because when the limited resources were transferred into Jesus' hands, they became more than enough. Good day, Shiloh. Happy New Year. God wants more. And you may not think that you've got more to offer. You may wonder why God wants anything from you at all, but not so fast. You don't know how powerful what you see as little actually is. But this widow, the widow didn't have much. And truth be told, things didn't look so good for her, but not so fast. She was obedient to a holy God. She gave God what she had. She trusted God and sacrificed comfort, convenience, and control and gave God more. And just when she thought that she was getting ready to give her last meal and die, she did everything according to what Elijah said and gave God more. And the Bible says that her house did eat for many days, and the jar of meal did not run out, and the bottle of oil did not become empty, because God's promise was fulfilled just like He said it would be. Oh, Shiloh, we're gonna eat this year. Shiloh, we're gonna eat this year. Somebody declare it. We're gonna eat this year.
type it in the comments. We're gonna eat this year, because whatever God wants, I'm gonna give it. Whatever God asks, I'm responding in the affirmative, because God never asks. Because God never asks for something unless he's trying to give us something in return. I have been young. I'm not that old, but I'm older. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And the fact that God wants more from you is evidence that God wants to do more. It's evidence that God wants to give you more. Somebody this morning has been struggling with giving God more. You've been wrestling with God's requests of more for you. God's been calling you to a greater degree of service. He's been requiring that you carve out some more space for him in your life. And rather than respond, you want to give up, you want to drop out. You want to say, God, I've given you enough. That's it. I've served enough. I'm tired of dealing with church folks. I'm tired of dealing with these problems. Tired. But today I want to encourage you by saying, not so fast. God wants more. Give God your limited potential. Give God your limited resources. Give God more. And watch God fulfill every single promise to you. We serve a God who is faithful. He didn't just get faithful, but we serve a God who's been faithful. Look outside. Did y'all see the sun? God put it there in creation, and it's still there. That's the kind of God that we serve. A consistent and sustaining God. And this is the season where God is requiring, desiring more from you. And when God requires more, that's cause for celebration, because it means that God is trying to get more to us. The more you give, the more God gives back. No matter what it is, money, time, talent, whatever it is, God is faithful. And so on this day, my brothers and my sisters, will you give him your life? You may be joining us by live stream today and you're saying, you know what? I want to go into this new year saved. I want to go into this new year in relationship with this God who is able to do with my stuff what no other power can do. The Bible says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. It doesn't say you have to get all your stuff together. It doesn't say that you have to get perfect. Right. It doesn't say any of that. It simply says call on him. So this is your opportunity. If you want to be saved, can you just type that in the comments? Shiloh's whole ministerial staff is in those comments today. And if you just lift your hand and say, I want to be saved, they'll respond to you in real time. But just go ahead and lift your hand and type it in those comments. I want to be saved. Can someone please holler at me? It's me. I want to be saved. And then can you pray this prayer with me? Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, here I am, a sinner, an imperfect person with limited resources. Lord, I have some situations in my life that seem insurmountable, but I believe that Jesus can change my whole life. I believe today that you were born, that you lived, that you died, and that you got back up again with me in mind. Here I am on January 2nd, 2022, asking you to save me. Save me, Lord. I'm calling on your name, asking that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me everything I need to serve you. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you for making me brand new. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. If that's the first time that you've ever prayed that prayer, let us know in the comments. Minister Alicia, Minister Brian is out there, Minister Tanita. They'll respond to you right away. And here's the second call as we're getting out of here today. The second call is for those of you that don't have a church home. And I know it's a little unconventional to join the church online, but guess what? We are more committed to your soul than we are to our traditions. Amen. And so if you want to join the Shiloh Baptist Church, there's no greater church to be a member of, if I do say so myself, than the Shiloh Baptist Church of Plainfield. And listen, whether you are in this area or whether you are abroad, we will receive you into this fold. We will receive you into the Shiloh family. We are not a perfect church, but who wants to be perfect? We like the flavor of imperfection around here. Nobody likes food that has no seasoning. So we kind of like it. And we're all in this process together of becoming more like Jesus. And if you want to be on this journey with us, we invite you today to come on and become a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church. Just type in the comments, I want to be a member of Shiloh. And that same ministerial team will reach out to you online. But start off this new year with a church home. Start off this new year a member of a church. I'd love to be your pastor. I'll do my best to love you and lead you and to encourage you. The doors of this church are open. But more than the doors, the heart of this church is open, and we're just waiting for you. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. And if you, as we prepare to close this service today, as we prepare to go home, if you want to sow a seed, yes, we already had offering, but those of you that tuned in at the after the offering or during the sermon, we want to give you the opportunity to go sow a seed into this ministry, to bring your tithe, to give, because we believe in these principles. If you want to just sow a seed into the word that you heard and add your agreement to the fact that the God who is requiring more of us will always release something to us. Come on, and just sow that seed. The giving options are on the screen. Our team is putting those giving options up on the screen again for your convenience. We also want you to know that we will open back up for you on next Sunday. We do require temperature checks. We will require masks. We will be doing every other row and 6 feet apart. We'll be going back to square one. But we also ask that if you have any symptoms of any kind, if you sneeze more than once consecutively, stay home.
Amen.
Y'all with me? Amen. If you cough a little bit and it's, you know, and it's not because you're using pepper and seasoning food or something, stay home. If you have the sniffles, stay home. If you feel a little achy in your body, stay home. We also want to encourage you to get vaccinated. Get your booster shots if it's time for your booster. But we'll be coming back into the church next Sunday, and we hope to see you here at 9 o'clock a.m. Shiloh, you are absolutely loved, and I am looking forward to an amazing year together, one with another, and with God as our lead. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may he give you peace. Go in peace. Serve the Lord with gladness. Have an amazing week. We'll see you Sunday, 9 a.m.